Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. How would you relate with God if after years of service to Him and His people, you face a life-threatening illness? What would that do to your faith? Pastor Ron and Dee Arnold have witnessed God's miraculous fulfillment of a vision for Kamuki Christian Church. They also know how precious each day is, a gift from the Lord. We pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, dear friend, is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who loves you and the one who knows you and all that you're facing right now. My friend, there's always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to turn and follow God's way.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Ron Arnold and his wife, Dee, served Kaimuki Christian Church faithfully for more than 25 years. Pastor Ron was the senior pastor there since 1993. His passion was for the glory of God and to spread the name of Jesus to all nations. Pastor Ron and Dee have two adult sons and four grandchildren. Today's broadcast is a pre-recorded interview that was done with Danny and Suzanne Maurer. Pastor Ron went home to be with the Lord on November 12, 2018. While some of the details of today's recording might be dated, the heart and the hope we find in Pastor Ron and Dee Arnold's message remains. And we wanted to share that with you once again. Let's listen in to Danny and Suzanne, and then we will return with final thoughts.
Pastor Ron and Dee, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you so much.
So give us a quick snapshot. What vision did the Lord give you for Kamuki Christian Church 25 years ago?
We actually came to Kamuki Christian way back in 1979 as an associate pastor. We're there 4 years, planted a church in Hawaii Kai, and then went to Oregon for 4 years. And God called us back to follow Pastor Harold Gallagher's 32-year ministry. So I came back as senior pastor, and Dee and I began that in 1993. But before I came back, God just put it on my heart that He wanted us to build a block that would be a base for ministry for the islands and the Pacific. KCC, Kamuki Christian, has always had a heart for missions, and that's continued and grown. And the local outreach has been strengthened through these years. One of the miracles that He's done to provide that base, though, is when I got here, there was a small little sanctuary, and we were landlocked. We didn't have room for parking or for growth. And I remember walking around the block with a friend and just saying, I believe God wants us to have this block. And make a long story short, over the last 20-plus years, we have been able to purchase 7 of the 8 properties on the block, one at a time, as they've come available. And not only that, but build on that block for our church and for our school. One of our 3 points of our 2020 vision was to build a home on this block to serve our community and to house our growing family. And so we've expanded our school beyond. We had a preschool through sixth grade. We added a middle school in the mid-90s, and now we've added a high school, and we'll have our third graduating class this May. And the church has grown as well, just, you know, in terms of not only spiritually but numerically. And God's just done an amazing miracle. If all those properties had come available at once, no way. But as we've counted up what it has taken to purchase those, we said, this is a miracle of God, because he provided them one at a time as we were able to purchase and build on the block. And we're still not through, but we're a lot farther down that road than I ever thought we'd be by this point.
One of my favorite stories, Pastor Ron, is the one about raising the cross. It was at a community meeting. I sensed as I read about it, the tension that existed there. What happened with regard to raising the cross?
Well, I tell this story to all the new believers that come into our church and the new members as we take a vision tour around the block, just to show them what God has done. In those days, that was the late 90s, we had gone through the steps to get our permits. We'd gone to the neighborhood board and gotten approval. We went to the city department of planning, and everything was fine. We were going to be able to move forward, but a neighbor half a block away, I don't know why, but went around the block telling everybody on the block that these people aren't telling you the truth. They're going to build this and that, and it just wasn't true at all. And so the Department of Planning said, you got to go back to the neighborhood board. Okay. So we did, and the chairman of our elders, who's also an architect with Group 70, G70 now, Norman Hong, was presenting the plans, and I'm back up on the platform holding these big pictures of what we plan to do. 12 members on the neighborhood board, and we needed 6 variances, height, setback, parking, and they said, well, we're going to vote on these, but we're going to vote on them as a group, all 6 at once, and then we'll vote on them individually. Don't ask me why, but that's what they said. And so they voted, and they voted no. And then one of them said, well, now, wait a minute, before we vote on them individually, if we vote yes, would you be willing to lower the cross on the front of that building? And I think that you can identify, if you're a follower of Jesus, when you know that the Holy Spirit is prompting you to speak up, to say something, and I knew it right then. So I just set that big picture down and walked to the front of the platform and addressed those board members, and I said, no, we won't. God's put us in this community to raise the cross, because the cross of Christ represents exactly what this community needs. There are broken lives, there's broken families, hurting people, and that cross represents hope and healing and what Christ can bring. And so I want to challenge you folks to be courageous and enable us to raise the cross in this community. Well, they voted, and it was like 11 to 1, 10 to 2, and just on and on, I mean, just overwhelmingly passed it. There was an invisible shift in the room that night, and we knew that was the Lord just moved in the hearts of those people. I walked out that night into the parking lot, and I heard one guy say to another guy on the board, he said, I don't even know why I voted for that. I'm an atheist. And I did. I knew that was God just moving, because we had taken a bold step there for the cross of Christ.
Challenges in moments like these, points of tension, but at the same time, there's an instinctive release in the spirit, as we know, and you communicated clearly with grace and gentleness, but clearly. And look what has happened. Look what God has done. But challenges, Ron and Dee, what... And we say this, and I ask this even, with the backdrop, as it were, of a raised cross, and perhaps even now a cross being raised even higher in the midst of this moment. A life-threatening illness, Ron, what are you facing in this season of your life?
Well, we were sailing along in ministry, looking forward to, in a few years, transitioning to some other form of ministry, turning Kaimuki Christian over to someone else. We had just nearing our 48th anniversary back last fall, and 44 years in the ministry, when I began to get some pain in my abdomen every night, you know, and that continued for some weeks. We had a Holy Land trip. We took some folks on in a mission trip, and finally in December, I went, after we got back to the emergency room, and got the diagnosis that night that I had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And I told the doctor, I said, wow, I'm a pastor. I know what that means. I mean, that can mean 3 months to a year, and that's it. Yep. So Dee and I talked about it that night, shed some tears, because we just weren't ready to hear that, I suppose. And people have asked us, were you angry at God? Were you mad at God? That never really crossed our minds. I mean, no. I mean, we know that the rain falls on the just and the unjust, and God's just treated us with grace and mercy and blessed us beyond what we should have ever had in the first place anyway. And so we're just grateful to God for his presence in our lives.
How about you, Dee? When Ron got the word and conveyed it to you, how did, what went on in your heart?
Well, of course, immediately, I just felt shock. I was shaken. There was a lot of anxiety, and I just felt like I was in a fog for some days. The first day, we just prayed and cried all day, the day following the diagnosis. And then we had to start telling people, like our kids and Ron's 90-year-old dad, our family. Then we got together with the elders of Kaimuki Christian, and then we got together with the staff, and then we stood before the congregation in all three services that following weekend and told them about the diagnosis. And, you know, I don't really remember that day too well. I was just in shock, I guess I would say. There was nothing I could do to make this better, and so I just started trying to get organized to try to take care of Ron. My part now is to be a helper. I've always been his helper and a support, and I have the gift of helps, and mm-hmm. Now it was like everyone was offering to help me and to help us, and that's been one of the added blessings of this time that we've had, is our church family has just really stepped forward to help and to cook and to pray, above all, just to pray for us, and sending cards and notes. And Ron has a stack of cards and notes and encouragement at home from church families that we had been in previously before Kaimuki Christian, and now 25 years with these folks. And so I guess back then, too, I started reading his promises in the fear verses, like his perfect love drives out fear, and God does not give me a spirit of fear. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and uphold you. I couldn't sleep in the very beginning, and so I would play my Bible app on my phone and just claim these promises and just pray. And I still do that, but back then I think it was just more of more anxiety and fear. And then I started to, you know, just think, well, our life has changed. You know, I wasn't so involved in church things anymore. I started reading books about cancer patient care and diets and therapies and meds, and I got more familiar with our oncologist and therapies as we went on. So it's been 5 months now.
As you hear Pastor Ron and Dee, this is a total huge life change. Change of perspective. looking at life through a different lens. And God has given them the grace of tender hearts before God, tender hearts before people. When we come back, we'll talk more about perspectives and the grace that God has given for them to be able to convey what they're feeling in a way that ministers, in a way that touches hearts, in a way that lets, well, in a way that lets you know, dear friend, that whatever you're going through in this moment, you're not alone. You're not alone. They understand, God knows. And as they convey this, the cross is raised. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
We want to remind you that this is a pre-recorded interview with Pastor Ron Arnold and his wife, Dee. Ron Arnold went home to be with the Lord on November 12th, 2018, but his message of hope is important. Listen in.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you heard before our break, Dee Arnold was reading some scriptures, sharing some scriptures that have really, in the quietness of the night when she has been unable to sleep, the Lord has spoken to her through the Word and gave a consolation to her heart and filled her heart with hope. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Program. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, Pastor Ron and Dee Arnold. Well, where do you find peace in moments like these? Well, you say, Danny, well, how can I find out more about the ministry of Kamaki Christian? You can go to kamakichristian.org, kamakichristian.org. Pastor Ron, you preach about this, I'm sure, in all the years that you've ministered time and again. But how does peace relate to...
Well, That's a great question. You know, how many sermons have I given to the congregation and to, you know, at funerals and everything? Now the question is, do I believe the promises of Scripture? And one of those promises in John 14:27 is where Jesus said, "My peace I give to you. It's a peace the world does not understand." And after, as Dee mentioned, we spent a day crying and just talking about kind of what we had thought was going to happen and, oh, God's got a different plan. I just can't express strongly enough how Jesus' promise is true. Sometimes we don't know that until we need to experience it. But peace just flowed into our lives that has been with us ever since. Not that we haven't had our moments, but I'm telling you, the peace of Christ has just filled our hearts to where we can look forward with hope, confidence, and joy, knowing we don't know the future, but we're content to be where God wants us to be every day. And so I would encourage every one of you listening to realize that every one of his promises is true. And if you need peace, look to him, and he gives you that peace. One of the things that a mentor of mine wrote to me really encouraged me along the way. He's going to be our interim pastor coming for a while later in May, and he's just an elder in the faith, prolific leader of leaders. Roy Lawson's his name. And he sent me an email, and he said, "I'd like to repeat something I said early on. You are blessing the church by letting them walk with you through this journey. Because from the outset, we decided we're going to be honest and transparent with this church family. And so from the first day that we announced it, I've continued to blog about it, to write articles about it, to put it in our newsletter that goes out by email. It's on our website, updates every week." And he continues. He says, "You probably are being critical of yourself because of the number of hours you can give each week is limited. Don't be. You are ministering to them in your weakness as much as you did in your strength, just differently. In my own weakened days, and I've had my share of them," Roy says, "I have held on to tight to 2 Corinthians 12:1-10, especially verse 10, where Paul says, 'For when I am weak, then I am strong.' I've also thought of how little Jesus could accomplish when he was just hanging on a cross. He couldn't minister to anybody, yet he ministered to everybody. It's the paradox at the heart of the gospel, isn't it? And right now, you're a living example of it." That encouraged me to think that, wow, yes, Jesus at his seemingly most weak moment was ministering in power to bring salvation to all who would trust in him down through the ages. And so even though I get fatigued more easily now and aren't able to work as many hours as I'd like, I really have seen this come to pass. We've had people tell us, wow, through those articles and through the limited preaching I've done, there's just a power that comes through that wasn't there before. And I know they've seen it in Dee's life. I know that God is being glorified because people know the truth of that scripture now where he says, we have this treasure in jars of clay. It's not us. Is it the power of God may be shown through us? And I would say that to every one of you, that it never was about us. It's always about him. And it's only in our weakness that we get a visible, tangible recognition of his goodness, his strength, his power.
What I love is, I want to go back to you, Dee, and where did you run? You ran to Scripture.
Amen.
And what I'm hearing you say, Ron, is we have a God we can trust. We have a God whose promises are real, and he will meet us at that point of need with a peace that passes beyond all understanding if we'll just trust him.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Absolutely.
Yes. And I think that we had that, you know, in our background. We've been 48 years together, and our life hasn't been, you know, all roses. We've had trials before, and God has proven himself so very faithful. In the beginning of our marriage, you know, we had like 5 lost pregnancies, and then we adopted, and then I gave birth to our second son, and I've always been kind of an insecure person, and, you know, we'd move to Hawaii, then we moved to Oregon, and then we moved back to Hawaii, and it was always, oh, that brought anxiety to me, all the changes and such. So, but God has been so faithful to me and to us through all of these times, and so he's just proven himself. So that's another reason that I know that I can just trust him. And then I can just run to him in my times of fear, and I can just ask him to fill me, ask the Holy Spirit to fill me with his presence and his power, and he does.
If I could share one quick story that happened early on after my diagnosis, I shared it in a newsletter article too, and I think God just really spoke to some people through what had happened. I went through the first round of chemo. I'm actually on my third round now. But the first round was intolerable. I was just sick, not only during the 2 days when I was receiving the infusion of chemotherapy, but for several days afterwards, just terribly sick. And one Saturday in particular, I was in bed. I went to bed that afternoon just feeling really sick. And I woke up, and it was just after sundown, and I saw Dee in the other room walking by. And I got up, and I went to her, and she turned around, and tears were rolling down her cheeks. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "I just saw the sunset, and it was so lonely without you." And I knew she was thinking ahead to sunsets, and oh, it just broke my heart. And I just hugged her. And I said, "Dee, I want you to share with me what's on your heart and what you're going through. I don't want you to go through this alone, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking and feeling too." And so after that, boy, every night we'd make it a point to watch the sunsets. And I've always had a thing about clouds and seeing animals and objects in the clouds. And we've had some wonderful sunsets together. And I encouraged our church family, don't miss those sunsets, whatever those are in your life. I mean, because God has just given us so much beauty around us, and he wants us to share those together and to be there for one another. And we've come to treasure the times that we have together.
Well, this is a reminder that we need. And you are a visible example of this reminder to look at the sunsets, to enjoy and to soak in and extract the sweet nectar of life. But we live such fast-paced lives, don't we, Ron?
That's
and Dee?
Right.
And then the days go by, and here's a moment. Here's a moment. When we come back from our break, well, I think we need to slow down here. So as we go to break, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, pause. Push the pause button on life right now. And look around. Look at who you're with. Look at where you're at. And soak that in. It is a gift. It is a gift from God to you now. And Pastor Ron and Dee are a gift to us, and they'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
This is a pre-recorded interview that I did with Suzanne Maurer featuring Pastor Ron and Dee Arnold. Pastor Ron went home to be with the Lord on November 12th, 2018. While some parts may be dated, the message is the same. Open your hearts to what Ron and Dee share. Lani Ka'a and I, we'll be back with comments.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, Pastor Ron Arnold described at the beginning of our show a vision of over 25 years and how the vision has become reality. It has materialized. He's written about it as he's documented the unfolding of God's marvelous history there at KCC, Kamaki Christian Church. And this is what he wrote. He says, as we've come to see Christ do the impossible on our block, you know, they bought the homes on the block, the whole block. So he promises to do the impossible in our lives, if we'll only believe. Pastor Ron goes on, whatever is happening in your life, whatever you need, let's look to Him and believe. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer, Pastor Ron, and Dee Arnold. Pastor Ron and Dee, when you shared about how your relationship has changed because your perspective has now changed, how is your relationships with people at KCC? How has that changed, or is that changing?
Well, I would just say to that we have slowed down a bit, and we are blessed to see things that we were too busy to see in the past. And I think many of our people are sort of experiencing the same thing. They're always asking me about the diet and how they want to eat better too. And we are spending time with friends, and we're spending time with our son and his wife and our two grandsons here. We're doing more reading, I think, and praying together. So like you said, our perspective has changed. And I believe it has changed the perspective of the folks in our congregation as well. They are so very supportive, so loving.
Amen.
Always saying, you know, we're praying for you every day. We pray for you every night. The kids in the school, classrooms of them, are praying for Ron's healing. And Ron has gone to the youth groups, the junior high and senior high groups, and he's talked to them about having cancer. And so we're just sort of involving everybody in this. And I just feel like we're just being uplifted daily. I feel very supported. I feel like I can ask them for help. They drop by with pots of soup, our dinner, Whole Foods gift cards. They have just been wonderful to us through this. And I think they are changing along with us. It's the perspective.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more prayer that's going on, just not for only for us, but I've said, boy, let's increase our prayers for all who are suffering and minister to them. The day before I was diagnosed, I journal every morning, and I, on December 2nd, had been having pain for some weeks, and I said, God, maybe you're trying to be teach me to be more compassionate toward other people. And I shared with Dee that I'd written that in my journal that morning, and she said, well, you're compassionate toward other people. Then the next night I got the diagnosis, and in the weeks that followed, I realized I have a new compassion for people that are suffering with cancer, not having understood what they're dealing with, just in terms of the pain or in terms of the prognosis and the tenuous nature of life and whatever. And so I've been able to share with those people as well on a deeper level. But I'll tell you, the people have responded just in their witness for Christ. The other day, somebody had said, sometimes I feel like a dark cloud's hung over our church since you have been diagnosed. And that gave me a great opportunity to talk to the church family this last weekend and say, I heard that, and I want to put that to rest. Are you kidding? We are the people of faith. That's the last thing we need to be doing is bemoaning or, you know, looking at loss here. We need to be trusting in the Lord who has delivered us. In fact, the Apostle Paul, when he was in prison, he wrote to the church in Philippi, and he said, I want you to know that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, that people throughout the Praetorian Guard have heard, and those who are outside are speaking the word of God with greater boldness than ever. And I challenged our church, that's what we want. If you want to honor us, don't be in mourning, but rather be of the same mind, maintain the same love, united in spirit and intent on one purpose, and that to proclaim Jesus Christ and lift him up. People have really been doing that, and we've just seen people take on a new boldness in prayer and in witness for Christ because of this.
Also, Ron, share a little bit about the pulpit, because God has provided right from your own church Sunday after Sunday. Do you want to just share a little on that?
Yes, since December, I haven't been able to be in the pulpit as often as I'd like, just a few times really, but it's been my privilege to line up guest speakers, some from our staff who are certainly capable preachers, pastors on staff, but from within our own congregation, people that hadn't been in the pulpit, but I knew they could preach, and some of them had been in various situations, and it has been so rich for them. Because when we use our gifts, I mean, we grow, whatever those gifts are. And teaching and preaching is one of those gifts. But it's also been a rich blessing for our congregation to see that, wow, God gives a diversity of gifts, and you don't have to be a member of the clergy, as it were. You don't have to be a pastor to preach. Not at all. The ground is level at the foot of the cross, and he gives all gifts to all people. And when we use them, the whole church is built up, and that's what we've really seen as people, one after another. We've had just a rotation of speakers come through our pulpit, and what a different blend of richness that has come through their perspectives on Scripture as well. That's been very exciting to see God do that.
Mm-hmm. You talked about the sunsets. How about new horizons? Pastor Ron, what do you see? What do you envision as a new horizon for KCC?
Oh, that's a great question, Danny. I see a wonderful new horizon out in the future, because I've always known, as soon as God began to give me a vision for this generation of believers, and I began to read Harold Gallagher's doctoral dissertation, which was, you know, God's vision for that generation, I realized, wow, this vision for this church, as for every church, didn't start with me, didn't even start with him. It spanned back to the beginning of that church in 1909. God had a vision, and he had a faithful people back then. This has always been his vision. So he's not limited to any one person or even one generation. If they'll simply be faithful, he's going to accomplish his vision. And so we believe with all our hearts the best days for this church are yet ahead, that the next leadership that comes in, and there are wonderful leaders there right now, but I'm talking about the next senior pastor, they will lead that church to areas that we've only begun to dream about. I'm convinced of that because, again, it's God's vision. It's God's plan. And that's why through the years we've not been worried if a property wasn't available or if something wasn't happening when it should have been happening, we thought. No, we just looked at it with relaxed concern because we realized this is God's vision. We simply need to pray, do what we can, and trust him. God's got the person picked out to pick up that baton, and he's going to use this generation and the coming generation to move this church to wonderful new horizons.
We talked a little bit earlier about pushing the pause button. I think in pushing the pause button in our lives, if we do it with a moment of reflection, Pastor Ron, you remind us that we are part of God's process. Mm-hmm. And it's a grand process. It's a process that spans lifetimes. It's a process that spans generations. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It spans, you talk about 1909, the Sunday school class in the home of Maud Foster.
That's right.
And what did she know? What did she see on the horizon? Could she have seen the bustling Kamaki? Could she have seen the moment where a critical time when property might have been sold to Shell Oil and a speaker comes and gives a message and the word goes out that something is happening like a highway?
Right.
Well, you see a perspective, Pastor, that we need to see. I need to see, Suzanne, don't you think?
Absolutely.
We will? And dear friend, as you're listening today, you are part of something greater than just your life. God in Christ is doing something that will impact eternity. Ah, eternity. When we come back, we're going to talk more about eternity. We're going to talk about facing life's challenges from an eternal perspective. And I believe that as Pastor Ron and Dee share heart to heart with you, you're going to be galvanized, strengthened, catalyzed with a perspective that will revolutionize what's happening today. And in doing that, the underlying is that we're raising the cross. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
We want to remind you that this is a pre-recorded interview with Pastor Ron Arnold and his wife, Dee. Ron Arnold went home to be with the Lord on November 12th, 2018, but his message of hope is important. Listen in.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, when we talk about looking ahead, when we talk about new horizons, we're talking about the future. And somehow, when you talk about the future, very often it should be an uplifting. It will be an uplifting conversation because you're talking about things of hope, things of prospects, things that can continue to develop and grow and bloom. We're going to talk about this perspective today in our final segment. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Program. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Pastor Ron and Dee Arnold of Kamaki Christian Church are with us. You can find out more about Kamaki Christian and the great new horizons that are there at kamakichristian.org. Pastor Ron, speaking to young people, speaking about young people and the new generation, what does that do in you in terms of what the future holds?
Well, I think all of us who can remember being young, and for some of us that's a stretch, we thought we'd never die and thought we'd live forever in a sense, you know, just kind of maybe a sense of denial or just being so caught up in this world and the things that it has to offer that we didn't give eternity or heaven that much thought. And so when we've had the opportunity to talk to our young people now, it's really been from our hearts and I think has resonated with them in the sense that they're able to understand that there is an eternity out there and that our lives really are short. And though we may seem really old to them, it isn't that many years in light of eternity. And so that's been helpful for us as well as for them. In fact, I mentioned the Apostle Paul earlier talking to the church in Philippi as he wrote to them from that Roman prison. Something else he said to them as he knew he was facing possible execution. He said, "What then? Only that in," he said, "I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." Deliverance, interesting, but listen how he unfolds it. "According to my earnest expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ will, even now as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Paul knew he couldn't lose, that because he had that relationship with Christ, he'd live forever. And then he goes on to say, hey, if I hang around, it's going to be fruitful labor for me and hopefully bless and benefit you. We feel the same way, that when we live in light of eternity with our eyes on him, we can't lose. We take every day as a gift, and we serve him, but know that we'll be productive here if we're looking to the hereafter. In fact, C.S. Lewis said this, and I love this quote of his. He's kind of one of my favorite guys, along with Randy Alcorn, when it comes to things about heaven. He said, if you read history, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were precisely those who thought most of the next. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this. I thought, wow, there is an eternal perspective. We need to live every day on purpose, but with eternity in view.
I just want to share quickly, many of our listeners are familiar, but it might be new to some. Wayne Cadero's explanation of the length of eternity was to imagine a rod going as far out to your right, beyond the ocean, beyond anything you could imagine, equally as far to your left, and then he took a pin out of his lapel pocket and made a little tiny mark. And he said, that is our life in all of eternity, and it's something I've never forgotten. And we need to be hearing this discussion, Ron and Dee, because eternity is real and it's before us.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
A time of prayer. I think this is a timely moment because you are conveying out of your life, Ron and Dee, a message to someone who's going through a trial. And trial is personal. It can be something unique. It is something unique to everyone. Some is relatable more directly, but a trial is a trial. As you've shared, Pastor, would you lead in a prayer for this dear person? And do you also, please, pray for them. Someone, dear one, who's listening, who's in a moment of difficulty, a moment of pain, fear, even. Please. Yeah.
Lord, I have no idea who's listening to this broadcast, but you know every person who is. And I don't believe it's by chance, but by your providence that woman, that man is hearing these words of hope and promise from your word. And it's our prayer, Lord, that this person will take personally the promises that you've made, that this person will see fear replaced with faith, trusting in your word, Lord, getting into your word and into the fellowship of believers where there's strength and encouragement. Lord, we pray for the hope that we have in eternal life and in your presence right here and now, that will bring new strength and inner joy and peace to this person. Lord, I pray that this person will take it so personally and day by day see a transformation in his or her heart as she or he comes to trust more in you.
Father, I continue to lift these special listeners to you, those who need a touch of healing, a touch of grace,
yes,
a touch from you, Father, who would bring them your perfect peace. Father, I pray that you would just put your arms of love and comfort around all of those who are going through any kind of a trial. I just lift them to you, pray that you would remove their fear and anxiety,
yes,
and their loneliness, and you would just be their special touch, their special peace, and their grace. Father, we thank you that we can bring one another to you. We thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you that you bring peace through prayer, and we thank you that you bring hope to us through your word and through prayer with you.
Mm-hmm.
We just say that we love you, Jesus. We thank you for your care for us and your faithfulness to us, and we ask the same for all of those listening,
yes,
who need you now. Ask these things in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful.
Pastor Ron and Dee, this has been very deep and touching time. And you have been so gracious to open your heart and your life to us, as you have with your church, KCC, Kamaki Christian Church. But now you've opened up to so many more and touched us in a very unique and personal way. As we go forward in the next several months and days, years, in what way could we pray for you?
Every night Ron prays for me for peace, for hope, and a good night's sleep. And he always says, just say the word, Lord, and I will be healed. I am still praying for God's miraculous healing in Ron's body. Mm-hmm. So first of all, yes, pray for healing. And then that we would just be open to God's will.
Amen. That is a paraphrase of Luke 7:7, where the centurion said, just say the word, Lord, and your servant will be healed. And so I pray that. We pray for a miracle. We do pray for healing. We don't want to be selfish about that, and we don't know God's will. And so we know that he'll be glorified. That's our prayer, is that we will conduct ourselves in such a way that he'll be glorified, whether by my life or by my death. And I would pray that if it is the latter, that there'd be just an extra measure of grace for my wife, Dee, who has been an amazing wife to me through all these decades, that he'd give her strength and grace. And I know he will. She's just a godly woman to our children, to our grandchildren, and to the church family, and to ministries like yours, Danny. I mean, I'm so grateful for Jesus Christ calling you and your faithfulness and your heart for the lost, for you, Suzanne, and other ministries that you folks represent in this community. Because this island community has a mission from Christ. And the cross is being raised in these islands, and I'm thrilled with that. So just pray for the gospel to go forth in more power than ever, the church to be more united than ever, and for God to be glorified until we all meet together in his throne room.
Well, Lonnie, when we listen to Pastor Ron, I mean, words of blessing that he's given to us, and to the church in Hawaii and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pastor Ron has definitely set the bar high for us as servants of Christ. He truly did walk the talk, uniting the churches, getting involved in his community, inspiring so many of us. So grateful for him.
And you can really feel his heart, truly.
Yeah. These are truly hope-filled words we've just heard from Pastor Ron and Dee Arnold, KaimakiChristian.org. Friends, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, today is the perfect moment to open your heart to him. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can click on Get to Know Jesus. There's a lot more information for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, make a donation. We would truly be blessed. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click on Donate. Help us continue this program. Mark 9:23, Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes.
It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Pastor Ron and Dee Arnold, KaimakiChristian.org. Until next time, along with my co-hosts, Lonnie Ka'a and Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.